At the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, the Bucks and Toronto Raptors tip off before most of the fans have even trickled in. But the fans in Section 212, surrounded by thousands of empty seats, are already in position as the Bucks' 7-foot-tall center, Andrew Bogut, scores the game's first 2 points. Meet the 100 members of Squad 6. The fan club is named for Bogut's uniform number, and for being the so-called sixth man. Bogut has paid for all 100 season tickets, with the condition that the seat holders will stand and cheer from tip-off to the final buzzer.
It's tough in a small market. It is an expensive ticket to get. Very tough to get the arena full on a Monday or a Wednesday night.
Bogut admits attendance may be down because the Bucks haven't made the playoffs in his first 4 seasons.
Obviously, when you're winning, more fans come. We haven't really had a winning season.
Bogut played in front of much larger and rowdier crowds in his hometown of Melbourne, Australia. Since the Bucks selected him as the first overall pick in the 2005 NBA draft, he's been disappointed with the anemic attendance at the Bradley Center. Now he hopes members of Squad 6 will change that. They wear green and red Bucks jerseys, as well as wigs, cowboy hats, or sombreros. They constantly blow plastic horns, wave Australian flags, and bang drums. Their organized chanting reaches a crescendo near the end of the third quarter, as Bogut and the Bucks try to make a comeback. The Bradley Center has reported a $4 million deficit for the last fiscal year. Turnout at Bucks home games hasn't helped. It dipped about 10% last season due to the recession. During the offseason, Bogut bought 100 lower-level season tickets and told the Bucks front office to distribute them to diehard fans. Fans like Zach Grimm, a 20-something who couldn't otherwise afford season tickets. Grimm says the Squad 6 experience changes the whole dynamic of being a fan.
No longer are you just a bystander and a professional observer. You're part of it now. You're one of the guys yelling. You're on the Jumbotron. You're representing the Milwaukee Bucks. You're representing Andrew Bogut.
Rick Burton is a sports management professor at Syracuse University. He says Bogut's generosity will help increase attendance and instill local pride in Milwaukee at a time when many fans in the old manufacturing and brewing city are coping with wage cuts, furloughs, and layoffs.
In a lot of cases, the gap between what a player earns and what the average guy on the street earns has become massive. I think what Andrew is doing is essentially trying to break down that gap and give people who may be economically hurting right now a chance to continue to support their team.
Back at the Bradley Center, Bogut fouls out, but not before scoring 27 points and pulling down 12 rebounds. Bogut points to Squad 6 before taking his seat on the bench. The Bucks hang on to beat the Raptors, 113-107. Icing his feet in the locker room after the game, Bogut says he always makes a point to acknowledge the fans in Squad 6.
I'm doing them a favor, obviously, with tickets, but you know, this is doing us a favor by coming here and cheering.
Bogut won't say how much the Bucks are taking out of his multi-million-dollar paycheck to cover the price of the tickets. Whatever the cost, he says reviving the atmosphere at their home games has been more than worth it. Kirk Carapezza, Wisconsin Public Radio.